trust you in the nighttime. I'll trust you in the day. Lord, I'll trust you every moment of the way.
Welcome everyone here. We're trusting him every moment of the way. We are trusting him. Tonight, I am so excited that we have the connection of locations because of the very vital necessity of what we are discussing and teaching in this season. The subject tonight is titled, The Worst Enemy of Faith. Fear. The worst enemy of faith. In this subject of faith, our objective today is to understand the adverse effect of fear, number one. In fact, the first thing is to understand what fear is. The second is to understand the adverse effect of fear. The third is to understand the sources of fear. What fear is, the adverse effect of fear, the sources of fear, and the cure, number four, understanding the cure of fear. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 28, all the way to verse 31. If you started from verse 24, you will see Jesus. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. For the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good fear, of cheer. It is I, be not afraid. So we had fear on ground already. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou art of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? The Lord bless his word. In Jesus' name. And becoming afraid, he began to sink. There are three things I want us to note as we go on this subject. First, right. Faith is an inevitable necessity. If I can use both words. For the life and existence of the believer, inevitable. The just shall live by faith. It's an inevitability. We saw that the other day, the inevitability of faith. It's an inevitable necessity. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4 says, the just shall live by his faith. That the very existence of the believer rests on his faith. Second, the worst enemy of faith is fear. It took faith for Peter to walk on the water. It took fear for Peter to begin to sink. We saw that in Matthew already, chapter 14, verse 28, all the way to verse 31. And that leads us to point number three. Until fear is taken care of. Or rather, until fear is addressed, faith is at risk. Until fear is addressed, faith is at risk. The challenge of many people is not the absence of faith, but the abundance of fear. The abundance of fear. It's not a matter of I can't have faith. It's a matter of there is too much fear. Until faith, fear is addressed, faith is at risk. That is, for as long as fear is in place, faith has no future. Faith has no future. Very, very quickly, what then is fear all about? I am perceiving that I might not finish this subject today if we are to treat it very well. I'm suspecting that we might go through it by continue by Sunday or maybe Wednesday. What is fear? I'll look at the first two definitions are Oxford Dictionary, and then the third one is a modification of the definition. Number one, fear is an unpleasant emotion. Unpleasant emotion that is caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. Fear is an unpleasant emotion. You just feel somehow an emotion that is not pleasant because it is in the vicinity of a threat of danger, the threat of pain, the threat of harm. Secondly, fear is the feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something. You wrote an exam. Will I pass? Will I not pass? The feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something. Or the safety of someone. I am on this journey. Will I go safely? Will I reach? In the village where you are traveling somewhere, mother or father or relations, they will be worried and frightened until you reach your destination. The feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something. And then this is the worst. It's my own modification of the same definitions of the Oxford. He said, fear is the anticipation of something undesirable happening. It's an anticipation. Where somebody is expecting that something that he doesn't like will happen. That something undesirable. That's the kind of thing that Job did. In Job chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. Where he said, for my sign coming before I eat and roarings are poured out like the waters. He said, for the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. And that which I was afraid of is come unto me. An anticipation of something undesirable, something unpleasant, something unwelcome. Call it the negative imagination of disaster. Where you are negatively imagining disaster. The negative imagination of problem. And like we have said many times, what you imagine most times emerges. That is fear. Now, what is the impact of fear? When fear is on ground, what does it do? Number one, fear undermines the almightiness and goodness of God. It undermines the almightiness and the goodness of God. Fear disbelieves that the almightiness of God is bigger than the wickedness, than the powerfulness of the devil. It undermines. Fear is faith in the reverse. Fear is a neutralizer of faith in God. When you are afraid, you are saying that God is not as powerful as people think. When you are afraid, you are saying without speaking words that God is not able to do what he says he will do. Fear is a statement that insults the omnipotence of God. Fear says that it is possible for the devil to defeat God in your life. It's a possibility. It is suggesting a possibility. That is the disaster of fear. That is the calamity of fear. Fear is a question mark on the loving kindness of God. Number two, and that was what happened to Peter in Matthew chapter 14, when Jesus was standing beside him, yet he was looking at the storm. He was more moved by the event around him than the powerfulness of the one who told him to come on the water. He undermined the master behind him and overrated the storm. That was Matthew 14 and verse 30. Number two, fear exaggerates the wickedness and powerfulness of the devil. It exaggerates it. When you are afraid, you are allocating the devil power he doesn't have. Or you are giving him power to the extent to which he doesn't have. It exaggerates the wickedness and the powerfulness of the devil. That was what Job said in Job chapter 3 and in verse 25. The thing which I greatly feared came. The devil is bad, and now he's showing me his badness. What would have happened in that courtroom when that beloved sister here saw that devil sitting in the court with the beard and with his demonic perfume and doing his incantation? Was for her to become so afraid, especially looking at the picture of such a demonic incarnate. You know what she did? She went and sat close to the man and began to tongue her own tongue. When the man saw that power, past power, he stood up and went out of the courtroom. He followed the man out. That was how the case was thrown. Fear, it is an exaggeration of demonic ability, satanic ability, demonic power. It exaggerates it. I believe that somebody will catch something here tonight, because I am here against every demon of fear that wants to make the devil look more powerful than God. I arrest that devil and send that devil back to hell. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Fear means you doubt God and you believe the devil. Is doubt, doubting God and believing Satan. You doubt the almightiness of God. You believe the powerfulness of the devil. Summary, you believe, when you fear, you believe that the wickedness of the devil will defeat the goodness of God. That's the summary of your belief. That the wickedness of the devil will defeat the goodness of God. I have never believed that one day in my life. That the day will come where darkness will be more powerful than light. When people come and say they dream useless dreams, or even myself saw what is not scriptural and what is not true, what is not in line with the character of God, I throw it out as hogwash. What is fear? I want you to see, if we stop here tonight. So when they said, when you see fear, you will be wrong. When they say they are selling fear for 5 dozen for 1 naira, you say, I'm not interested. Number 3, fear gives prohibition to the working of the Almighty. It limits the working of Jehovah. Prohibition. Fear is giving God, you are prohibiting him from working. Because what moves God to work is faith. What stops God from working is fear, which is a department of doubt. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, he said, But without faith, it is impossible to please him, that is God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You want to move God? Give him faith. You want to stop him? Produce fear. Someone say aloud, amen. Are you ready for number 4? It is the opposite of number 3. Fear grants permission to the devil to walk. Fear is giving Satan license for activity. You want God to walk? Give him faith. You want the devil to walk? Give him fear. Job chapter 3, 25, you read it already. What I fear came on me. Satan went into action. All the things that you heard that happened to Job. House burnt. Everybody died. Children, everything. Investment gone. Himself became almost leprous. Every single thing that was the calamity of Job was a catastrophe from fear. Nothing makes God happy like he is believed. And nothing makes the devil happy like when the believer is afraid. Is God speaking to somebody here? There is an easy way to know where the devil wants to walk and what he wants to do. And before he goes to walk, he releases fear ahead. Fear is the dispatch rider. When you see the road is being blocked and the police everywhere, soldiers everywhere, and you see the riders riding, you say, oh, there is presidential movement or executive movement going on. Do you know the executive movement of Satan? Fear, doubt, unbelief, anxiety, sleeplessness. That is the entourage that goes in front of Satan. When you see those ones, know that the guy himself is on his way coming. That will never be your portion. Audacity in the spirit is not a luxury. It is not reserved. It's not reserved for people who decide to be bold. It's a survival means. It's a survival. It's a survival. A survival strategy. So that you don't end as a victim. And you don't end like chicken. You need to identify fear from a distance and deal with it frontally. I'll tell you more things very, very soon. I think that that is what we might just deal with tonight. The disaster of fear. Fear grants permission to the devil to walk. Number five. We saw Job 3, number 25. Number five, fear paralyzes profitable action. It paralyzes. Action that should have brought solution, those actions are paralyzed by fear. You know what happened to Israel in the battlefield in 1 Samuel chapter 17? Maybe you look at verse 8 first. And he stood and cried, that's Goliath, unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and you servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, instead of standing and fighting, they were greatly dismayed, greatly afraid. And then the Bible says they fled. I think in verse 24, they fled. This was a time to fight. The fight was paralyzed by fear. The action that should save your life can be negated by fear. Don't go out. You won't pass the exam. No need to read. Just forget. You have already failed. That lady, you want to go and tell her you want to marry her? No, don't bother. She will say no. Heart is beating. Until another person marry the person you are meant to marry. You know, I have seen this while we were growing up as young men. I saw a young lady close to a young man. Once you saw them, you thought that they would be husband and wife tomorrow. For one reason or the other, the young lady married another person. The young man married another person. You know what the challenge? After they married, they were still working together. Still friends. Still. It was. I don't understand how devil suffers some people. You saw your wife, you went and married another person. You saw your husband, you said no, I'm married another person. And then after you are married, you are still moving together. With or without sin. Plus or minus query. You understand what I'm saying? What kind of confusion is this? Action that should save your life. Fear doesn't allow you to act. Step out in the morning and go from office to office. One young man went from office to office. Graduate. They say they have a job. The job that they have is only for school certificate holder. He said, give me the job. I will do it. Until there is an opening for a graduate. They say, you mean it? Take the job. And we won't give you that one. We'll give you the one that is your level. Boldness and audacity. Someone was told somewhere, they said, we are looking for somebody with job experience. You know what he told them? He said, employ me free of charge, don't pay me. When I get job experience, interview me again. Just employ me, I will be coming to work. I will look for money to transport and come to work every day until I get job experience. When I get job experience, interview me. He was employed on the spot. The gold belongs to the bold. And I'm talking about the boldness of faith. I'm talking about the boldness of faith. I am talking about the boldness of faith. I am talking about the boldness of faith. Fear paralyzes profitable action. If you mind reactions, you don't take action. You don't take the right action. If you mind reactions, if you mind consequences, you won't take steps. That's what fear does. We won't be here now. When they did the setting out, even that was in Area 1 church. When they did the setting out at first, the foundation was so big. But it was too late to reverse, to decrease it. We jumped into it and fled. The same with this construction. When they were mentioning the bill and budget of many things, how many years ago, the custom duty that was paid to clear the perimeter beam, the iron on the wall, the iron that the roof will rest on, the iron, the duty was over 90 million. Then, that not today. You can just imagine what it will be today. Then it has built three churches, three moderate sized churches. Then, and not that the money was on ground before the building started. You just jumped into it. And then things are happening. Am I speaking? There are actions that would have changed your life. You didn't take it because of fear. There are actions that would have changed your destiny. You couldn't take those actions because of faith. There are moves that could have occasioned your healing. But today, I decree, it is over in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen. Take your seat and let us go on. That was number 5. Fear paralyzes profitable action. Number 6. Fear causes established results to disappear. Results that were already established disappear by fear. Already established results disappear. What you had before, you begin to lose them when fear is allowed. You saw Job? Job chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright. One that feared God and eschewed. You see, the fear is no respecter of people. Job was upright. He had integrity. He had character. So sin was not one of the causes of his own fear. As we'll look at later, the roots of causing of fear. He was upright. He eschewed evil. He feared God. There were born unto him 7 sons, 3 daughters. How many children? How many? 7 plus 3. His substance was also 7,000 sheep. 7,000. Not 7, not 70, not 700. 3,000 camels, like 3,000 trailers. 500 yoke of oxen, like 500 tractors. 500 shears, a very great household. Now, household means employee. They already told us of his children. His labor force and workforce, maybe thousands of men and women. So that he was the greatest of all the men of the East. What happened to Job? Leave this passage for me in the front here. Just leave verse 3. Fear came until Job lost 7 daughters and 3 sons. Is that the way it was? Look, verse 1. Verse 2. 7 sons and 3 daughters in one day by fear. Go to the next verse. 7,000 sheep ended in one day. 3,000 camels disappeared. 500 yoke of oxen disappeared. 500 she-asses disappeared. Everything Job had that was established before disappeared by the arrival of fear. This, my marriage is too good. Oh, I pray that it doesn't go sour. Oh Lord, I beg. Let no strange man carry my wife. Let no strange woman carry my husband. Fear, 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 fear. Until one day. And then the fear will begin to rise, suspicion. Where are you coming from? Let me see your phone. Who called you? And the man said, you know what? These things that I am not doing that you are suspecting me, let me try it. The fear is causing actions that is making results to disappear. I am too healthy, I'm too strong. Oh, everybody in my family has hypertension, apart from me. May I not have it? Oh, fear, fear, fear. Oh Lord, I have seen people rise and crash. Here am I. I am up. Millionaire. Billionaire. The devil say, what are you doing different that you think you cannot crash? Fear. 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 All of a sudden, business investments begin to go bad. Wrong investment. Before you know it, what he had already begins to disappear. Until he comes to the level of where the fear wants him to come. Am I communicating at all? Fear is a bad boy. He's like Corona bad boy. Somebody lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I reject fear. In my life, the spirit of fear has no place in my life. Fear, I reject you now. Listen, Peter was already walking on water. He was not planning to walk on water. He didn't need more effort to walk on water. Walking on water was already established. When he feared, that result disappeared. Look at that in Matthew chapter 14. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And on the spot he began to sink. What sinketh Peter? Fear. What desolidified the water? Fear. What dematerialized the water? Fear. What caused the water to lose the structural integrity to hold Peter? Fear. The moment fear came, water showed Peter that he was liquid. If you don't want to lose it, don't fear for it. Did you hear what I just said? You don't want to lose it, don't fear for it. don't nurse the fear of losing it. You don't want to lose your health. Don't nurse the fear of losing it. You don't want to lose your peace. Don't nurse the fear of losing it. You don't want to lose your life. Don't nurse the fear of dying before your time. You don't want to lose the tranquility and the serenity of your family. Don't nurse the fear. You don't want to lose your seed. Don't nurse the fear. If I don't see anything beyond what I am saying now, I have already overpreached. There are some things you see in Scripture. There are some things you see in Scripture. There are some things you see in Scripture. And I'm going to show you one of them today that will frighten you at the end of this message. Take your seat. I'll be rounding up on this point and then we'll continue next time. Fear causes established results to disappear, to begin to disappear. If fear will cause the results you have already to disappear, how do you expect fear to attract anything new into your life? How do you expect fear to establish anything around you? Number 7, fear brings the climate of torment. The climate of torment. 1 John chapter 4 and in verse 18. He said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear has torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. Fear brings the climate of torment. Let me say it like this. Fear increases miserability. The fearful is miserable. Fear makes people miserable. Miserable. Tormented with misery. Tormented with vulnerability. Fear can make you suspect everybody until you begin to suspect yourself. I knew a man. You should talk anything to truth. I said, in the village, they are all witches. Everybody is a witch. Everybody is a witch. Can't travel. You can't do this. Everybody is a witch. If you are a witch, are you not bigger than witches? You know, there are masquerades that come out in the village that smaller masquerades will run. There are types that come out once, like once in a year. At the most, once in 6 months or so. They are not normal. That the ordinary ones that are on there, they will run, they have to take cover. By virtue of power that pass power. Don't make your life miserable. Have you seen little children before? Hey! Hey! The night. Juju Calabar is coming. I don't know why Juju has to be Calabar all the time. Jonathan. Do you understand what I'm saying? They're just like a shadow of yourself. Run at the sight of cockroach. The ukaku is a suspect. You remember somebody testifying about ukaku the other day? that long mouthed rat. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your right hand and say, I reject the torment of fear. I refuse to be the victim of fear. I cannot be tormented by fear. I reject the climate of torment. I refuse to be rendered miserable by fear. Now! Even medically, anxiety, neurosis is a symptom, right? I mean, it's a condition. When the doctor don't know what to say, must be some form of anxiety, neurosis. Everywhere is worrying me. Over sweat, over everything. Before you enter exam hall, you have to go and urinate how many times? Those are neurogenic symptoms that just came under pressure. Now, that is a normal. Please don't blame yourself for that one. I am talking about when such things become exaggerated. Multiply that kind of situation 1,000 times. I mean, because that at times can be physiological. At times just under pressure, just some upsurge of hormones. You understand what I'm saying? Multiply that when somebody's like in that kind of state of sweating and all manner of things permanently, day, night. The sound of a grasshopper waking from sleep. That shall not be your portion. Today I declare every trace of the spirit of fear is broken in the name of Jesus. If you have lost somebody before, you will lose another one another time. And you shall fulfill your days. Number 7. See cardinal people on the crusade ground. Crusade that is starting tomorrow is already filled. Kaduna people, you are already on the crusade ground, enjoying your life, already jamming the crusade ground. Stand on your feet and give him a shout of victory. Stand on your feet and give him a shout of victory. As Kaduna and Kaduna State shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the seas, shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the seas. Somebody give the Lord a loud shout of praise. Incredible. What a mighty God. They went there to do midweek service ahead of their crusade of tomorrow. Give the Lord the praise. I'm sure that it shall be a very, very, very great time tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear brings the climate of torment. Number 8. And after number 8, I have one extra number. Fear brings disastrous outcomes. And I'm going to say a few things here. Fear causes changes or outcomes that may not line up with reality. When you look at the reality of things, what we see when there is fear does not line up with the reality of things. In Proverbs 23 and in verse 7, he said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Please understand that fear is negative belief that produces negative outcomes. You are, by fearing, one is believing the negative. And he said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. While I was a medical doctor practicing, full practicing, because Today, I'm still licensed. While I was full practice, I'm still licensed. I renew my license. For whatever it may be worth. Very, very important, because our medical school will start one of these days, and then anything is possible. So, there was one thing that I saw. When somebody is diagnosed HIV positive or a terminal disease, for as long as they were not aware that such a thing was in their system, man, they are robust, they are fat, they are chubby, they are normal, they are just normal and all right. The moment the diagnosis enters their ears, under 2-3 weeks, rapid degeneration in their mindset. And just 6 weeks, you won't believe that this was the person you saw 6 weeks ago. He has dried up. He was not stooling frequently before. It arrived on the spot. Why? Fear brought outcomes that are not consistent with the reality of things. The sickness or the affliction may not have developed to the stage where it should produce such symptoms. But because he got to know that this is the situation and the fear of it arose, it began to degenerate rapidly. You know, is it acronym they call it? F-E-A-R. That is fear. If you put F up, the first one says false. The second one is, the E is evidence. The last one is appearing. And then the R is real. So it's false, evidence, appearing, real. That is what they call fear. Once the devil begins to give you evidence that is not real. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say a loud most amen. You know, there are people who died before the accident finished. The vehicle went up. It landed. In between up and the landing, someone has taken off. By the time he landed, do every examination, you won't find a trace of head injury. You won't find any blunt abdominal injury. You won't find any chest injury. You won't find any injury that warrants death. The heart just caught, like they say. Wow! So I'm dying like this. Somebody say, God forbid. And then that was the end. He has taken off. Fear will give outcomes that are not consistent with reality. I'll tell you this final story. A man who is like a plumber, an electrical, a technical person, was working in a cold room. You know, a cold room, the kind of place where they put fish, the kind of fishes that you, frozen fishes. You know that kind of cold, very big cold room. This man had a need to walk inside the cold room. I don't know if it was Smith Wigglesworth or Zig Ziglar I heard this story from. And he suddenly got himself accidentally locked up inside the cold room. He became afraid that he's going to freeze to death. He became very, very, very frantic. He did everything possible, scratched the wall, did everything. It didn't work. Then he wrote a note. I am freezing to death. Long story made short, he didn't make it. When they came to open that cold room, all the symptoms and every evidence of a person who died by freezing was on him, yet the cold room was not working. It wasn't working. He wrote, I'm freezing. It was not working. By the time his mind concluded, he was inside a working cold room. He sent signals into the system, the sympathetic, the parasympathetic nervous system, and all the systems to comply with whatever he was feeling in his mind that was not real in the physical. So his fear gave him symptoms that did not exist. You will not end like that. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Symptoms, situations, conditions, body. There's an experiment they call neuropsychological conditioning, right? I'm trying to remember the exact word. Whenever the Pavlov's experiment, you ring a bell, you invite the dog. You ring a bell, and the dog comes, you give him food. Tomorrow you ring a bell, he comes, you give him food. Next tomorrow you ring a bell, he arrives, you give him food. Fifth day you ring a bell. Even if there is no food, he will be salivating. Because his mind is conditioned that bell ringing is consistent with food eating. That is what happens. The body begins to is conditioned to function in certain ways if the mind is made to believe certain things. You will not die before your time. There are people who are not looking as young. A medical doctor told me the other day, he said, I want you to tell us the secret of your youthfulness. As a thinker is in his heart, so is he. The other day, my children were talking. They said, Daddy, why are you acting so youthful like this? I said, those of us that are in our 20s, those of us, that's all of us that are in our 20s, why should we behave as if we are 50s or 60s? As a thinker in his heart. So you see, I have so much assignment to do in my life, in my time, and I'm not in a hurry to age. I don't know about you. There is so much to do. I need the energy of 20 something, even if I am 80 something. Because it takes energy to fulfill destiny. It is the people that are strong that do exploits. Are you following what I'm saying here today? There are people who are so old now because that's what they are thinking. You know, I'm not a young person anymore. And you are 40-something. And you are 30-something. You are a young person. Even if you are 80, you are a young person. Somebody say aloud, amen. Did somebody get anything here tonight? Lift your right hand and say, I reject the spirit of fear. Say it loud, I reject the spirit of fear. Say it loudest, I reject the spirit of fear. Say it loudest, I reject the spirit of fear. Let me tell you the number 9 reason that makes fear very dangerous. Fear endangers your eternity. Pastor, is that not heresy? Fear endangers your eternity. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. I want you to see the list of those who have their part in the lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone, and tell me what is number 1 on the list. Keep reading. Let's go. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and witches and wizards are used to bind and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second. Child. Fear
fear is putting you in the same class with witch, with murderer, killer, with liar, warmonger, is prostitute, and patronizer of the same. Because prostitute has to have customer before he can have business. Prostitute and manstitute. I know a madman in the town where I grew up who patronizes prostitutes. Madman. Yes, in his madness, the madness was not enough to take his mind away. You know what happened? I was told that he was a ram mad because he touched somebody that he was not meant to touch. And the man of the person ran him mad. But I was wondering why the fearful. Fearful means you don't believe me. You doubt me. You don't really believe me. You may be going to church, but you don't believe in me. My word has no place in you. That is why your life is filled with fear. You know, there's a rationale for everything God does. The fearful. You can't believe me and believe more in the wickedness of the devil than my powerfulness. You are elevating the devil above me. You can't carry this raw Bible and believe this raw word and believe this living good God and still be a victim of vegetable jellyfish fear. So you don't really know me. That's why you are afraid. You can't know me and fear the devil. Stand up on your feet. So the matter is beyond just victory on the earth. The matter is whether do you know God enough to believe him and refuse to fear? Do you know the word of God enough? Are you walking with God enough to make the devil to be a joker in your face? Well, you don't have, God has no space in your heart. His word has no space in your heart. And so your life is filled with the fear of the devil. You don't believe me and you don't know me. And you believe more in the devil than in me. Why do you want to spend your eternal destination with me? Go to the one you fear most. Go to the one you reverence. Spend time with him. The one you believe more. Treat fear like you would treat iniquity. The way you would treat anything that can take you to hell. That is how to treat fear. The way you would treat anything that can take you to hell. That is how to treat fear. Because we just saw it. And it is advantageous to have faith in God. Because it is key to all the results you are looking for. Hallelujah. I'm sure locations you can now get the reason why we all have to be connected tonight for the importance of this word. You will fulfill your days. One more time, I see Adoka there right now. We speak peace to all the communities, to Onipi. We speak peace. And we take authority over the activity of headsmen and killers all across this nation. Nobody will cause us to be afraid in our father's land. Lift up your hands, everybody, everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. El Shaddai, El Ayon. You received something tonight. You believe you have received something tonight. I would want us to say a word of prayer before God. Two, three prayers we are going to pray. very, very, very sharply. You are going to lift your hands, number one, and appreciate God for his word to you. Lift your hands, lift your voice, and say, Father, thank you for your word to me. I receive your word today in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, thank you for your word to my life tonight. I am grateful. Be glorified for this life-changing word. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and voice and say after me, say, Father, I ask for mercy where I had believed in the devil more than I believed in you. I ask for forgiveness. I ask for mercy where through fear I believed more in the devil and his powers than I believed in you. I am sorry, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I ask for mercy where I have believed more in the devil and in his powers than I believed in you. I am sorry. Forgive me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask for mercy where I have believed more in the devil and in his powers than I believed in you. I am sorry, Lord. I ask for forgiveness and mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us have a Dagalahurato. Let us have a Kesenigalahurata. Let us take a Kerekinagalahuradusa. Yarakasa Kapelagalahuradari. Yarakasa Kapelagalahuradu. Yes, Master. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Father, I reject the spirit of fear. Every you tormenting devil of fear. Today is the end of your oppression in my life. I bind you and I cast you out. Lift your voice and say, Father, I reject, I refuse the spirit of fear. You tormenting spirit of fear. Your hold is broken. Your yoke is broken. Leave me alone. In the name of Jesus, get out! Open your mouth and pray. You tormenting spirit of fear. Your yoke is broken. Your hold is broken. Your grip is broken. You tormenting spirit of fear. Your hold is broken. Your yoke is broken. Your grip is broken. You tormenting spirit of fear. Your yoke is broken. Your grip is broken. You have no place in my life. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has heard and the Lord has answered us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'm going to pray for the move of God in Kaduna like never before. We are asking that the Spirit of God will move on that land, and that the powers of the principalities will be arrested, and God will move. So Father, we take authority over the territorial powers of Kaduna State. We command them to bow, and we ask for the free move of the Spirit to heal, to save, to heal, to deliver throughout this weekend in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and say, Father, we take authority over the territorial powers of Kaduna State. We command them to bow to your authority, and we decree the healing, the salvation, the deliverance of multitudes in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. Precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Lift your hands. Something is about to drop on you.
miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Sing, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Put your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you. One more time, I see the baptism of the spirit of faith. I see the arrest of the spirit of fear. With hands high up, something is about to drop on you. Father, I take authority over every spell of the spirit of fear. I take authority over every spell of the spirit of fear. Every spell of the spirit of fear. Every spell of fear. Your yoke is broken. Lose your grip of these lives. In the name of Jesus, get out! Lift your hands high when I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. You scream, I receive, as you place your hand on your heads and receive what God has in store for you today. Receive an impartation of the spirit of faith. Receive an impartation of boldness, deliverance from fear. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on your head. Receive an impartation of the spirit of faith. Receive deliverance from the spirit of death in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. I receive. 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 Fresh impartation. The spirit of fear is out. The spirit of faith is relieved. A change of story. Receive. Receive. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord heard and the Lord answered us. Something broke forth in you. The devil is about to witness one of the greatest sons and daughters of faith out of this house he has ever seen. You will be too impossible for the devil to handle. Anywhere you are in need of surrender to Jesus, one of the triggers for fear is guilt. I'll deal with that in the second segment. You are here today and you are saying, Pastor, my conscience is not clear. I know God is not happy with me. And all our locations where you are connected, and you are saying, I want to give my life to Jesus now. I don't want any guilt of sin or any guilty conscience to make me afraid of everything. I want to make it right with God. Pick your Bibles and bags, come forward, and the communion will also take their position. Let's go. Celebrations as they come. I'll give you the count of 10 as you rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 10. All the locations where you are, move out to the front of the church, to the altar. Surrender your life to Jesus. Make your sins forgiven. Let today mark a new day for you. I'll give you the count of 10. Don't be the last to come. Be the first to come and rush quickly forward. 1. Yes, quickly. 2.
Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure.
2.
I stay no longer with you. I'm made of
you. 3.
You broke us away the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Goodbye,
world. I stay no longer. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind. goodbye, 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 Lord. I say no longer. Goodbye, pleasure. I say no longer. I made up my mind.
You want the yoke of tobacco smoking to be broken, the yoke of masturbation, the yoke of prostitution, lesbianism, gambling, fraud, any form of lifestyle, bitterness, unforgiveness. You want these yokes to be broken. Anywhere you are, carry your Bibles and bags and step forward. You say you have given your life to Christ before, but you are tied down by one lifestyle or the other, and you want the yokes of them to be broken. Carry your Bibles and bags and quickly rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of seven. Quickly, let's go. One.
Lord, I want to know you more. Lord, I want to see your face. Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, I want
keep
to
coming.
Lord, I want to know.
Lord, I want to know you more. Lord, I want to see.
Lord, I want to do your
Lord, I want to do your will.
So Lord, I want to know you more. I want to know you. Lord, I want to do your will. Say, I am just one. For all the time, I have one life.
I have just one life to live. And it costs glorifying. I am yours for all the time. And for all the time.
Place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today, and I declare that hold of sin broken, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name, somebody say aloud, amen.